Good morning. I am so happy to be here once more, and I always humbled to be in my mother church. Praise the Lord. This is my church, and this is where God is raising me up. This morning, I'm so happy to hear this beautiful worship under leadership of my father, Bob. Amen. So, and my mother here. They are two, but they sing very powerfully. Praise the Lord. That's what God wants us to do. Because the Bible says God inhabits within the praises of his children. I received a message from Reverend Joy. Say, Maulesh, I'm not going to be in town, but I want you to come and preach. Feel for me. I say, Reverend Joy, no problem. Anytime. Hallelujah. Because you're a child of God, you got to be like a soldier. Anytime, you got to be ready. So this morning, let us go ahead and open our books together. In the book of Luke. Luke chapter 9, verses from 22 to 25. The reading has been taken from book of Luke chapter 9, verses from 22 to 25, saying, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and the scribes and be killed, and on the third day be raised. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. And he said to all, if anyone will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever will save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. 25. For what does it profit a man if he gain the whole world and loses or forfeit himself? Brothers and sisters, this is the word of God. Amen. Right, I can see you looking beautiful and very happy in the house of the Lord. That's a very good thing. As I'm going to approach this verse here theologically, it is a very important time for all of us. It's a time of Lenten. And God is going to speak into your life, into my life today. What can we do in this difficult time? The time of Lenten is a time of reflection. Time of reflection is a time of reflection. In this book of Luke, it actually presents a profound narrative that Jesus is going to suffer. As we heard from this book, he's going to suffer because he's going to Jerusalem. He's going to Jerusalem and he's going to suffer. He say, the Son of Man must suffer. So Jesus Christ is going to suffer because he knows he came here to save us. So many things is going to happen. It's going to take place that we reject him by the elders and the chief priests, because Jesus came and he was doing greater things, and they have seen it, but they don't accept him. They don't accept him. He knows he's going to be rejected, and he will be killed as well. And on the third day, he will raise. And the Bible is encouraging us here this morning. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. Our duty as a believer, as a Christian, is to take up our cross and follow Jesus. Following Jesus is not always going to be a smooth journey. It's going to be very challenging. We have a struggle in our daily lives. Enemy will come and throw things your ways, which will discourage you sometimes from following God. But The Bible is encouraging us as a church here this morning. We have to take our cross and follow Jesus. Carrying cross is very heavy. It's not a light thing, but it's very heavy. So you got to carry that cross and keep moving. And you're not moving on your own, but you're moving by the grace of God. Because God is always going to sustain you and is going to encourage you to keep moving. Because he knows once you carry that cross, you're going to be a source of blessing to many people out there. I know it's very painful, it's very challenging, but you got to keep carrying your cross. Your cross can be your health is not doing well, but you're still following Jesus. You're still coming to church. Sometimes family issue, but you're still carrying your cross. You say, no, I will never give up. I will never quit. I will never accept the defeat, but I will continue to follow Jesus. Because Jesus called me for such a time like this to be a blessing to my people. That is very important. And he said to all, if anyone will come after me, let him deny himself. If you're coming after Jesus Christ, that means you have to deny yourself. How can I deny myself? I love myself so much. I take care of myself. How can I deny myself and follow Jesus? That's why I say it comes with burden. You have to deny yourself. I say, okay, I deny myself. Let me commit myself and dedicate myself to serve God and to serve God's people in my generation. That is very important. It comes with burden. But Jesus said, if you have heavy laden, bring it to me, I will carry it for you. So it's not going to be only you, but God will be with you while you're denying yourself and following him. Take up your cross daily and follow me. That's mean the way you talk have to reflect Jesus. The way you help people have to reflect Jesus. The way you deal with people in your workplace have to reflect Jesus. The way you handle things in the church have to reflect Jesus. That's mean you have to do it in daily basis. And then he said here in verse 24, for whoever will save his life will lose it. Sometimes we struggle with this. We want to save our lives. We want to be okay. But I want to encourage you as a man of God, leave everything into the Lord. Let him take care of you. Let him deal with you. If you're going out, say, God, I'm going out blessed. You're coming in, say, God, I will come back home blessed. Because he is our protector. He loves everybody. He loves everybody regardless. If you're good or bad, that's none of his problem. He loves you because he is your father. And that will encourage us to love each other, regardless of our backgrounds, where we came from, but we have to love each other because God loves us all. Praise the Lord. He loves us all. He loves us all here in Lincoln. Hallelujah. He loves us all here in Lincoln. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you until the end of the age. He's a good God. He's a good God. He's a good God. If anyone will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross. We have seen here, we have lunch ministry every Saturday. We serve people food. You see them coming in, getting that food, going out home. Happily, that's how we do it for God's glory. And verse 5, finally, for what does it profit a man if he gain the whole world and loses or forfeit himself? Nothing is going to be beneficial for me or you if we gain the whole world, but we are losing our own life, on ourselves. So the most important is to gain Jesus Christ. The rest, leave it to God. Don't worry about it. He will take care of you. But do not allow this worldly thing to pull you back. But you have to stay connected with God. You stay connected with the divine tree, with the living tree. The branch that connect in that living tree will never die. So let us, this morning, in this time of Lenten, connect with God and be committed to serve Him. You will see God will do greater things in our congregation by His grace. So, the verse 26, "For whoever is ashamed of me and of my words, of him will the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes." So we as a Christian, we don't want to be ashamed of preaching gospel or be ashamed of our God. He's a loving God. He's a King of glory, Rock of ages, Ancient of the days. He's the beginning and the ending. Once you accept him as your personal savior, you got to be proud of preaching gospel and talk about him in your daily life. And you'll see how he's going to sustain you and how he's going to bless your life, because he's a good God. Praise the Lord, somebody. Praise the Lord, somebody. God is good. He's here. He's manifesting. Never give any chance to enemy to deceive you, to say, hey, Jesus is not good. Jesus is bad. Jesus is a good God. For me to stand here strong, it's not because of me, but it's because of this Jesus. It's because of this Jesus. For my family to be strong, it's because of this Jesus. He's a good God. He's a wonderful God. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. As the elders reject him today and the priests and the teachers of the world reject him, I want to encourage you, never reject Jesus. Hang in there with Jesus. The chief priests and the teachers of the law, and they know they are against him, they're going to kill him. But that was a plan of God. He was despised and rejected by mankind. A man suffering and familiar with the pain as Jesus went through, we have to experience those pains too sometime. People will reject you because of Jesus. People will deny you because of Jesus. But worry not, because God has a good plan for your life. By his wound, we are healed. Sometime you are sick here, but the Bible is instructing us, by his wound, we are healed. Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny himself. Must deny himself. Must deny himself. Let us stand up and pray. Let us stand up together and pray. Hallelujah. I thank God for this word tonight, or this morning, as the word encourages us. People may deny you out there and reject you, but God will never reject you. People may even work hard to destroy you, but God will never destroy you, because he's a loving God. I thank God for using me this morning. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. May this word find place in our heart and strengthen us and give us hope as we are committed here to serve you at First Baptist Church. Strengthen us always. In Jesus' name, amen.